In the liturgical church year, this Sunday is the last Sunday of the year. Now, many of you, like me, grew up in churches that weren't into the liturgical church year. Some of you grew up in churches who very much were. I've come to appreciate the rhythm of the liturgy, of the movement through the year. And in the church liturgical year, this is Christ the King Sunday, or in more inclusive language, the Reign of Christ Sunday. I read this week in Christian Century that Pope Pius XI instituted this solemnity in the Catholic Church, the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the Universe, in 1925, the same year when Adolf Hitler had published his first volume of Mein Kampf, where he wrote about antisemitism and his designs for world domination. German far-right nationalists were protesting treaties which had been signed that year, trying to establish peaceful, protected boundaries between Germany, France, Belgium. In the United States, Ku Klux Klan in 1925 had 5 million members. It was the largest fraternal organization in this country. And the following year, over 40,000 KKK members marched on Washington, demanding immigration restrictions based on race and nationality, among other things. In that time, Pope Pius called the church to remember the reign of Christ. And so we come again, year after year, to this moment in the year, and we say, well, what does that mean? What does it mean that we pray the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven"? And we come to this curious choice of a lectionary reading. Not Christ triumphant, not Christ in judgment on the righteous and the unrighteous as it is in the end of Matthew, but this year's readings comes from John's account of the last days of Jesus' life. He's been dragged before the Jewish court, the high priest, the Sanhedrin. They condemn him, but they do not have the power to kill him, and so they haul him to Pilate, the Roman governor. John 18 reads, "Then Pilate, after hearing their accusations, entered the headquarters again and summoned Jesus and said, 'Are you the King of the Jews?' And Jesus answered, 'Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?'" I think it's true. He's asking, are you really wanting to know? Are you seeking? Or are you just trying to figure out what they've said about me and what to do with me? Pilate answered, "I'm not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. So what have you done?" And Jesus said, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom belonged to this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here." Pilate said, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I'm a king. For this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. And everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Are you the king? And if so, what kind of king is this? Pilate was trying to figure out what to do with this guy, right? His concerns were political, military. It was his job to maintain the Roman control over Jerusalem, which was always challenging at best. Certainly during Passover time, it was extremely challenging. And Pilate was trying to judge, is this man a political threat, or is this just some religious theological squabble that I can just throw back to them and say, you figure it out, not my problem. Pilate, I think, realized that the leaders were jealous and threatened by Jesus, by the crowds who followed him, the ones who longed to hear him and to touch him and be close to him. They were threatened by his obvious power to heal. He was a challenge to their authority, to institutions, to control. He wasn't tied into the Jewish temple system. He wasn't a priest. He hadn't been trained. He had no credentials. He was this Galilean carpenter who had made himself into an itinerant preacher. Jesus was a challenge to all of Earth's authorities, to all the status quo. He claimed a direct, unmediated relationship with God, and he invited others to have the same. He didn't say it was just he who could have that. He said, we can have that. He disrupted everything. The religious leadership were trying to use Pilate, trying to manipulate him and use accusation and flattery, even threats, to get him to get rid of this man. We might know something in our day about religious leaders trying to use political powers to get what they want. Are you the king? Pilate's concerns are military and political. He had no idea what to do with this man who stood before him in utter simplicity, authenticity, grounded, sure of who he was. My kingdom is not from this world. Kingdom's not a word used in John's Gospels. It's used lots in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. We can talk about it in a lot of ways, right? Kingdom, if you don't like the king sound. And it's interesting, when he said, are you a king, individual, Jesus' response was about his community. It wasn't just about himself. It was about what he had created. It was also about, as Rebecca's word, his consciousness. Kingdom, the kingdom of God is about the reign, the realm, the consciousness. Richard Rohr calls it the really real. Not a place we go to, but a place we come from. It's a reality still coming. The kingdom is always coming, not fully realized, and yet it is always present here as we open ourselves to it. For this I was born, for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. If you belong to the truth, if you seek truth, if you want to know what's real, if you're trying to live with authenticity and honesty, wide open, heart open, that's who listens to the voice of Jesus. We may remember Pilate's cynical answer in the next verses, well, what is truth? We know something about that today, too, don't we? People questioning what is truth. John writes throughout his gospel that the Word, Jesus, the Logos, lived among us full of grace and truth, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only Son of God. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And he said, I am the way. The way of truth and the way of life. Throughout John's gospel, Jesus is answering Pilate's question. Who are you? I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. So how do we follow? How do we live into Jesus' kingdom? It's not about denial. It's not about escape, even though, thank God, we can sing soon and very soon, and that we're going to be fully into that reality. but the life of faith is lived here. So I ran across an article this week in Sojourners by a woman named Jenna Barrett talking about goals for my Jesus year. She's turning 33. And like many of us as Christians shaped by the Jesus story, something about 33 feels special. So she said, well, all right, how am I going to live my Jesus year? I just found her idea so intriguing for us and all the turmoil of our times and all the struggle to how do we live into this consciousness. Her first thing she's going to do is sometime this year, she said, I want to fall asleep in a boat. She said, it might be a canoe tied up, but I want to fall asleep in a boat. She also said, I want to make bread and share bread with all sorts of people that other people don't approve of. And she cited Jesus' experience with the Canaanite woman to say, I want to be able to admit when I'm wrong. Change my thinking, keep growing and learning. And I want to make friends and keep them. I think I've quoted someone once before as saying Jesus was an amazing man because he had 12 close friends. Well, how do we want to live this year? To live a little closer, to live a little more fully into the realm of God, Christ consciousness. Yes, meditation. Yes, prayer. Yes, Bible study. Yes, worshiping together. And I think these other simple things. Walk your dog, sleep in a boat, dig in the garden. Teresa Avila talks about the way of Jesus is the little way. Simple. Grounded, not escape, the really real of living life abundantly. No one can take that away from us. Nothing can take that away from us. Pilate nails a sign on Jesus' cross, the King of the Jews. He means it as a joke, as a jab against the Jewish leaders. The truth, the King of truth, died, but rose again. Love and truth always wins. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Amen.